So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, kind of a capricious podcast that I built in July of 2019 when I had lost my home. I had lost for just a couple weeks my kids. Well, I could have kept them with me, but they preferred to stay with their dad. So I went through about 6 weeks of transition before I found my new home. And out of the energy of that, out of that kind of requirement that I change, it was really a driven requirement. You know, it's always funny when I tell people I adopted or I had three children, and I only got pregnant once. And they're like, you finally relaxed. But actually when I conceived my third, I wasn't relaxed. I was in a really intense state of loss because at first we lost my son and then we got him back. But in the period where we lost him is when I conceived my third child and then I got my second child back. So it was kind of that energy, that intense energy when I built Energy Clearing for Life Force. And really what showed up for me was the requirement that I clean up my life. And I'm still cleaning up my life. Oh baby, I got pretty far off track in so many areas of my life. And it's interesting because even through the process of losing it all, I was still creating because I'm a creator and I've been writing since birth, basically. So I was able to write books even through the pain and you know, build classes and teach things even while I was hurting. But Energy Clearing for Life Force came out of this fantastic body of work that I chose to follow. And then I just shared it with people because I love doing meditations. And I do this myself every morning anyhow. So I just started recording kind of me talking to me. And it became such a phenomenon. I'm so appreciative of you for listening. So what I'm getting now for 2020 is this cleaning out is really almost an ultimatum. So I thought what I would do today for my second podcast of 2020, I'm joyful you're listening, by the way, is to lead you through a clearing and cleaning exercise that is somewhat intense. So we're going to go into kind of a deep meditative state. You're going to want to probably not be driving equipment, please. Or if you do, just kind of listen to it while you're doing something else, and that's fine. But just don't go into theta and zone out. But you're also free to fall asleep because the lessons will keep going. Some people actually replay these recordings to help keep learning what shows up for me to teach in them. So I appreciate all of you who've shown me how much you love listening to my shows and the clearings. So with no further ado, let's do a clearing exercise and so I'm being shown to tap into false beliefs that are keeping you from where you want to be. So the intention of this meditation will be to release false beliefs. And I don't know what yours are. I'm sure I have gazillions of my own. So we're not going to actually get into what all of our false beliefs are and have a big pity party. But we're just going to kind of tap into some that are common that block us. And then, wow, this is really fun. So to start out, just relax. Sit up tall. Sit up with your head over your shoulders. Take a deep breath. And at the end of this meditation, it may go about 10 minutes. That's pretty normal for my clearing meditations, but we've already gone a couple minutes, so it could be a rather long Energy Clearing for Life Force episode. So brace yourselves. Just let go of everything that was happening before you started listening to this episode. And just know that it'll all be there on the other side. It's interesting. My voice is a little gravelly. I'm getting over a cold, and it really annoys me, but hopefully it isn't annoying you. If it is, you have my permission to jump to the next episode. So, I'd like you to look just briefly glimpse at a state of being in 2021 that will be pretty different from your 2020, okay? And this is a possibility calling you. So this is a fun part. So maybe you're on a beach. Maybe you're in Rome. Maybe you're got your passport and you're visiting Australia. I'm really needing to visit Australia. I don't know about y'all, but oh my goodness, I can't wait to visit there. Where are you? It's now, let's just say, we're going to jump ahead almost 2 years to Christmas 2021. And just ask Christmas 2021 to show you what it looks like. Oh my gosh. I keep saying podcasts, but my 2021 is showing me more books. I guess I'm writing some more books. Wow. Okay. So just look at yourself in 2021. Are you living near the ocean and the mountains? I have a friend, Cass, who takes beautiful photographs from this area. She lives in Canada. Is it more country-ish or more city-ish? You know, let's just look around at where you live. Maybe it's where you're vacationing. Nice. Just picture yourself there. Very nice. And then if you'd like, invite a vehicle into your life that you don't have right now. I had so much fun today. I was on the OMAZ website, which is a fundraising website, and I looked at the $214,000 Audi limited edition, only 50 available in the United States. It was really fun looking at that vehicle. Go ahead and get the energy of the vehicle you'd like to have be in your space in 2021. And then I just got juxtaposed. My cousin Michael lived in this area of Susanville, Janesville, Northern California, and they drove what they called Indian pickup trucks. And that meant that the older it was and the more cared for, but the older and the more cared for, the better. He's owned a couple of those. So invite your vehicle in and just get the energy of it. Ooh, baby, nice. Take a look, a peek at your relationships in 2021 Christmas. Again, this would be in the event that you've been able to get go of some of those false beliefs that have kept you from being in this space that you'd like to be in. Cool. So just invite some relationships in. I've been so blessed in 2019. I've had the most amazing podcast clients and energy clearing for life clients that is just amazing. I have a great client in Lake Tahoe area. She always amazes me. I have a client in the Colorado area, Manhattan Beach in Los Angeles, Chicago, Australia. Yeah, I am so blessed with amazing clients. Just go ahead and look at those relationships deepening and strengthening. My kids what are your kids doing in 2021 if you have them, or parents, and how much ease do you have in your family, a loved one, your sweetheart if you have one, or if you want one. Go ahead and just invite that sense of joy into your life in 2021. And just breathe into it and just ask what could be even better right now. A tool from Access Consciousness. Just invite what would be even more fun in 2021. What could be even more awesome? Ooh, I just got given an award. I haven't tried to do that in a long time. And now just kind of pull back into the present moment in your present body and just be with yourself as you are right now. Take that kind of place that you chose to maybe express yourself in 2021 and bring it back into your present now, and just bring the trails of it back to you now and allow it to be like a golden yellow brick road where the vision that you just experienced is now giving you hints and guidances of where it would like to be. Whew. I had the most stunning epiphany on New Year's Eve. I get a lot of them, so it's not always surprising. And I saw myself doing a lot more work in nonprofits with philanthropy. I have a big background in philanthropy, and I saw myself expressing a lot of change in literacy globally and sex trafficking globally, and clearing and cleaning away some of that with my precious energy. So if you have some other goals and objectives that maybe aren't even about you but are about world change, go ahead and invite those in as well. Now that we're feeling just kind of high, go ahead and ask a limiting belief or a non-functional belief or a fake lie to just show up in your mind's eye, so you can sort of like a, you know, like if it were a bubble, like you were a kid and you blew bubbles and you popped them. So it might be, for some reason, to shut up, I'm just not very popular. I don't know how to run a business. I don't know how to sell things. I don't know enough to do anything. So we have the female and the male sides of us, and each person has both. And the female is a receptive side, and she really requires a lot of learning. And then the male, there's an alpha action and creation side, and that's the yin and the yang. And just go ahead and invite the male creative creation side to step in and step up. If you were getting, maybe I was perceiving some of your beliefs that were fake about not being able to do this or not being able to do that. You don't have to know how, you just have to know that it's possible, and then be open to the steps that get shown to you. Maybe you'll sign up as a volunteer for a nonprofit that is solving literacy in Africa, or perhaps you will be shown how to build a funnel with Russell Brunson. You know, there's things that you can be shown how to do that you don't have to know, that you just get shown. And then if you're just kind of lower your barriers and allow yourself to step out of not knowing and just know that you know, and that if anyone on the planet can know anything, then you can too. This is available to you. Any knowledge that anyone has over history throughout any period of time, if anyone has that knowledge, you have access to that knowledge. And just go ahead in that potency of you. And maybe just, let's just do a quick process check on your creation aspect of you and say, on a 1 to 10, where am I? In my belief in my own ability to achieve what I'm seeking. So if I'm seeking to run a multi-million dollar family foundation, on 1 to 10, what's my belief that I can do that? Well, That's crazy because I'm a 10 that I know how to run one. Wow. So what is it that you've been lying to yourself about, that you're afraid of, that you don't know how to do, that someone else has done, that you could learn how to do? And if you didn't know how to do it yourself, you could bring in the resources and let someone else do it and just engineer it and control it or orchestrate it, right? That's what I did last year with creative. I did the book Courageous Self-Love Journey, and this is a huge one for me. I'm horrible at self-love. I mean, I shouldn't say horrible. It sounds like I'm judging me, but it is something that's sort of an Achilles thing where it isn't something that comes to me quite naturally. One of my life things to approach. And so I just brought in all these brilliant authors and they all wrote about it. And I learned from each one of their stories. So what is it that you could do that you could bring in others and help you achieve? Or just kind of see yourself slip sliding into that new you. There you go. And just invite it to come in as though this indeed is the perfect time and you indeed are the perfect person. And then just like I'm doing right now, I'm just really, really strongly clearing up the places where I was not in my essence and where I made choices that were against myself. Did you feel the energy of that? Wow. Well, we can't do it all in one day. If you've ever been inside a hoarder's house, I've only been in a few, but you can't clear them out in 5 minutes. I remember I sold one in 2004, and it was a lady who had lived there. She had 5 or 6 kids, and she'd passed away, and she was a hoarder. And she had died at like 88, and she just had things in every room, every single room. And it was a 5-bedroom, 2-story home. Oh, and there was a basement, and there was just in every nook and every cranny, there was stuff. And I think about that, like, what if our brains and our lives and our bodies are like that? And then we expect ourselves to wake up in 2020 on the first day in the first 5 minutes and clean out, you know, 50 whatever years of storing stuff. And if we believe in extra lifetimes, maybe we have 30 or 40 lifetimes and we think, oh, let's just clear it all right now. And, you know, you can clear a lot right now, but just have compassion for yourself on this journey, because I really am getting that 2020 is about clarity and cutting out the old and allowing in the new. And that is my meditation for you today. It was a little strange. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you didn't mind my gravelly getting over a cold voice. I look forward to serving you in 2020. I'm building some new things for energy clearing that I hope to be presenting to you very soon. Keep listening and, oh my gosh, listen to some of the back podcasts. They are so good. And have a beautiful day.